A world in turmoil. Protect your health. Why it matters. A crisis or a disaster can negatively affect people's health, either directly or indirectly. Adversities leave people feeling stressed, and prolonged stress can make them more susceptible to illness. Crises can strain healthcare systems and limit the availability of medical resources. Calamities affect people's finances, hindering their ability to pay for essentials such as nutritious food or healthcare. What you should know. Serious illness and mental stress can affect your judgment, which can cause you to neglect healthy habits. As a result, you may become even sicker. Left untreated, health problems can worsen and even threaten your life. The healthier you are, the better prepared you will be to make good decisions in the midst of turmoil. Regardless of your economic situation, you can take steps to protect your health. What you can do now. Whenever possible, a wise person considers potential dangers and takes preventive measures to avoid them. This may be applied to health. Often you can minimize the risk of disease or its severity by practicing good hygiene. Prevention is better than cure.
By keeping ourselves and our living space clean, we definitely save on expenses related to doctor visits and medication. Andreas.
How to cope. Helpful tips. During times of turmoil, protect your health by following these practical steps. Practice good hygiene. The Bible says, "The shrewd one sees the danger and conceals himself." Proverbs 22:3. Try to anticipate and avoid potential threats to your health. Wash your hands frequently with soap and water, especially before touching food or after using the toilet. Regularly clean and disinfect your home, particularly surfaces and objects that are touched frequently. Whenever possible, avoid close contact with people who have an infectious disease. Maintain a healthy diet. The Bible says, "No man ever hated his own body, but he feeds and cherishes it." Ephesians 5:29. We show that we love our body by being careful about what we take in. Drink plenty of water. Eat a wide variety of fruits and vegetables. Limit your intake of fats, salt, and sugars. Do not use tobacco or abuse alcohol or drugs.
To avoid getting sick, we try to maintain a healthy diet. Otherwise, we would have to spend our small income on medical expenses. We prefer to invest in a good diet. Carlos.
Get exercise and enough rest. The Bible says, "Better is a handful of rest than two handfuls of hard work and chasing after the wind." Ecclesiastes 4:6. We need to balance work with sufficient rest. Stay physically active. You can start by just taking regular walks. Physical activity can improve your health even if you are older, disabled, or limited by chronic illness. Get proper rest. In the short term, insufficient sleep can increase stress and reduce concentration. Over time, it can lead to serious health problems. Set a realistic time to go to bed and follow through with it. Try to go to bed and get up at the same time every day. Avoid watching TV or using electronic devices in bed. Avoid heavy meals, caffeine, and alcohol before bedtime.
I find that my sleep affects all aspects of my health. If I do not sleep enough, I sometimes get headaches and my body feels sore. But when I get plenty of sleep, I feel as though I could take on the world. I have lots of energy, and I get sick much less frequently. Justin.
Learn more. Watch the video, Virus Outbreaks, What You Can Do. Search for the video title on JW.org. Also, read the article, Ways to Improve Your Health. Search for the article title on JW.org. End of article.